You're listening to SBS News.
The years between 2008 and 2015 were dazzlingly successful for the AFL's so-called family club. Four premierships for the Hawks, including a historic three flags in a row. But a bombshell review into Hawthorn's treatment of Indigenous players has painted a shocking picture of what was going on behind the scenes. It's bad timing for AFL Chief Executive Gil McLachlan in Grand Final week.
What we've seen today is a challenging, harrowing and disturbing read. And I acknowledge the hurt, the anger and the grief of the people who have shared their experiences.
The report, based on the evidence of more than 20 players, has embroiled two of the game's biggest names, newly appointed North Melbourne coach Alistair Clarkson and Brisbane's Chris Fagan. It's alleged in an ABC report into the review that in a meeting with then Hawthorn coach Clarkson and then deputy Fagan, a player was told he should leave his partner and have her 12-week pregnancy terminated. The AFL's General Manager of Inclusion and Social Policy is Tanya Hosh.
I mean, almost it's hard to find the words to describe how you feel when you read something like this, honestly. But how I feel is pretty irrelevant. What we need to do is really centre around the experiences of the people who've come forward.
There are also separate allegations players were forced to change phone numbers and move from family homes to focus on their football careers. It's caught current Hawthorn coach Sam Mitchell by surprise.
We didn't know anything like that was happening, and the fact that as we were part of the organisation at that time, it's enormously troubling now.
That's also what's troubling one of the club's most decorated Indigenous players, Sean Burgoyne, who was involved in the process.
It's very confronting, to be honest, to see that and hear that, because I had no knowledge of that those incidents ever happening. I was never involved, I was never asked, never. This is the first I've heard of it, because I would have helped and I would have definitely been able to hopefully prevent some of those things from happening.
Hawthorn Chief Executive Justin Reeves says the Hawks commissioned the review earlier this year to hear of Indigenous players' past experiences at the club.
It's tough reading. It's heartbreaking. We are profoundly disappointed that some of our former players and their families feel like this about their experiences at the club.
The AFL has now appointed a four-person independent external panel to investigate the review. But boss Gil McLachlan has resisted releasing the report publicly, saying he wants to protect those who have had the courage to come forward to tell their stories.
They would be given a commitment that would be confidential, given a commitment that they would be de-identified, and I think unless that changes, it's very difficult to release the report.
In a statement, Brisbane says Coach Fagan welcomes the AFL's probe and will stand aside during it. He was not consulted during the Hawthorn-sponsored review, it reads, and he looks forward to be heard as part of the AFL investigation. North Melbourne says Clarkson also welcomes the opportunity to cooperate with any investigation and has delayed his scheduled November the 1st starting date with the club. And the coach himself has released a statement saying, "I was shocked by the extremely serious allegations. I was not interviewed by the authors of the report commissioned by the club, and nor have I been provided with a copy of the report." Gareth Borum, SBS News.